Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is one of those fun topics that I just love, you know. Erica, how many times have you cried today?
Today? I don't think any. She had to think about
right.
it.
What's wrong with you?
What was wrong with me earlier this week is the real question.
We've decided to turn the radio station over to Erica for a minute and then the rest of you for the dumbest thing you've cried. Are you crying over dumb stuff or are you crying over real stuff?
I was crying over some real stuff earlier this week, but I have a really dumb thing I cried about once.
Okay.
My fiance.
Oh, God.
Before he was my fiance, got drunk and ate all of our egg rolls.
And I really, oh my God, you have shared this with me.
Yeah, I really wanted.
What? It's gone before?
Yeah. You haven't heard this story?
No.
It was our first fight.
Dude.
What?
It's wild. It's
okay.
Wild.
All
this
right.
is wild because, dude, you're a guy and you are going to think, even more than you already do, you're going to think Erica is a nut job.
Yeah. We had ordered, I think it was Thai food.
You both were hammered though.
Him much more than me.
Okay, but you, okay. Quantity.
We had both been drinking. I would say I limited myself more.
Okay.
So we ordered Thai food and I had one egg roll. I eat really slow and I look over and he's on the couch dropping the final egg roll into his mouth.
Ow.
He had had five, I think, while I had one and I cried. And if that's the worst thing I have to say about him, that's pretty good news. But yeah, it comes up still. It will probably end up in our wedding vows.
If you wanted more than one egg roll, you know how you get it?
I should have put it on my plate.
Yeah. That's how, like,
but also,
for you to cry over that, that's
no,
your fault.
I shouldn't have to hoard my food because he might drunkenly eat it
if
all.
If there's six egg rolls, it is immediately 3-3.
Right.
That's decided unless you don't eat them all.
He's got double her in weight.
Doesn't
so
matter.
It's
no, he
4-2,
doesn't.
4-2, easy.
No.
4-2 would have been very likely. But
well, then you should have grabbed
5-1.
Two.
It was
you
won't
cry, princess? Because he's right.
He's going to feel really bad if
you don't.
This.
If you don't grab it, it's not your food. If you like, you grew up with siblings.
Are you kidding
so
me?
So we sit at the same table, and there's eight deviled eggs in front of us, and you're like, "These are mine." That's what you're gonna do. You're gonna reach over and you're gonna pull them towards you.
No, I'm gonna eat them one at a time. Ah. And if you're sitting, you're going nibbling. That's your problem. These are going down.
You're nuts. You are nuts.
Yeah. The race is on. Once the food's there,
be considerate.
I have three older brothers.
Okay. be considerate of the woman you love. And he would agree he messed up.
He's hammered. And
I know, which is why it's funny now, but it wasn't in the moment. I really wanted that egg roll. And he just laying on the couch, like as if he's a French girl. Like,
I don't think he's wrong. I think you're crying and then you just manipulated him with your womanness. You did.
Even the little, like, I was able to contain myself a little more than he was.
No.
Throwing a little shade.
No. He just eats horrifyingly fast. I eat horrifyingly slow.
Yeah, no, you
were like, he was way.
You guys,
he
would tell this story exactly the same, and we laughed so hard about it. But I cried.
Because he's learned he has to tell it that way, or you'll cry.
I am this manipulative, horrifying woman to be married to.
I think you just do the cry thing a lot. And he's just like walking around on eggshells. Egg roll shells.
He sure is walking around on egg rolls. Because you ate them all.
Okay. So if you've... Oh my God.
That's a good one. That's a good story.
It is a good one. Because it's so dumb.
For sure.
I had no reason to cry. But I was a bit
tipsy.
But
you were hammered. So I think a lot of
them... It adds to it.
It does. Your hormones are off or whatever. Yeah. Okay. So if you've cried over something... stupid. We don't want to hear, my puppy died.
Right. No, absolutely do not call us and tell us
that. It's got to be the dumbest thing you've ever cried over. 303-222-5423. You can text or call if you're not crying.
I have absolutely cried in very dumb situations. And I had forgotten about this
until Home Alone Kevin.
Ooh. Well, he's screaming.
Yeah.
That's
not surprised. Whatever.
No, we're shocked by your...
Anyways, I was in Vegas for my sister-in-law's 21st, and I'm a year older, so I'm drinking, we're having fun. It's nighttime, we go see the Bellagio fountain light show. I'm a mess.
From the light show?
I thought it was beautiful.
It was like the fountain show.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You cried over water spraying in the air?
And the lights.
I'm pretty concerned about that.
Egg roll?
Okay.
You don't get
I've also been crying at dance a lot lately.
Yeah.
At
Dancing with the Stars or just any dance at all?
Dancing with the Stars is really bad. It was just the opening number. It didn't make sense. So I kind of get what you're saying, but it was just water, Aaron.
And lights, and it was really pretty, and there was music, and it was a great... We were having a good time. We were celebrating a great moment.
Okay. All right. Do you want to tell one? Because I don't cry over stupid. I cry over real stuff. Like I cry. There's a cancer commercial where the woman is always at the grocery store, right? You've seen this one, and then she's got cancer, and she hasn't been in the grocery store forever, and then whatever drug they're selling in the commercial, then all of a sudden she's able to go back to the store, and they're like, "Oh, Mrs. Johnson," and I'm just like, "Okay," but that's
drug commercials make you cry.
Sometimes,
yeah, that's silly.
Ding, ding, ding. We found your
silly
thing.
No, but they're talking at your cancer heartstrings. It's not like an egg roll. I defy. If anybody cried over an egg roll, you get to be on the air first. Because it's hold on. It was an egg roll. It was a spring roll. Does that count? No.
And maybe mine was a spring roll. I don't know.
She only got one. She doesn't remember.
You know what it is? My ex-wife cried over a quesadilla. Cried.
She was pregnant. We know the story.
But that's... She's crying over... It's... Tortilla.
You know what? One time I cried over a grilled cheese because I burned it so bad. And then I really wanted it.
So make another one.
I know, but we had bought really expensive ingredients. And I was like, I just...
Then scrape it.
We ended up doing
that. Oh my gosh, I've cried over crepes.
Okay, you guys, Tia, please, for the love of God, tell me you have a story that is non-food adjacent. Because already it is like...
Or water.
It's like, what food made you cry?
I've been crying a lot at children's books a lot that get me, which is always tough when I'm reading to my kid and then trying to keep it in. And now I'm just blanking. What was the other one I was just going to say?
Egg rolls.
No, water. It wasn't egg rolls. I've definitely cried at basketball games before. Because I've been, much like the fountain talk, I've been moved because I'm just like watching them warm up and they're playing the jock jams. And I remember. I know exactly what it was. The NBA is back on NBC.
Okay.
That's something I grew up watching in the 90s. And when they brought it back, it's finally back on NBC. I don't know. It's been like 20 something years, I think, since it's been. They played the original opening with the Tess. What's it? John Tesh.
Oh, yeah.
Round Ball Rock.
Yeah.
And then they have the voiceover. It's the NBA on NBC. Exactly from when I was 6 years old.
And you...
And I cried.
Lost it.
I lost it. I cried.
Because of...
The memories, the fondness.
It was exactly...
Yeah.
I remember being ready, like, they're going to show Michael Jordan. They're about to show Michael Jordan. And now, it's the NBA on NBC.
I think that's beautiful.
I'm probably going to bounce, you guys.
Yeah, we don't need you. Okay. Go ahead.
I don't know that I can handle the energy in this room today. Bunch of Nancys in here.
Come on. It's Round Ball Rock.
All right. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
You would know it. Okay. Oh my gosh, you would know it.
I know the theme you're singing. So, well, if you've cried over something stupid, not food related,
or
food related, egg rolls to the front of the line, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're taking calls on the weird reasons, the things that made you cry.
This text. I cried over funnel cake. I was at the Rockies game and the stand closed early.
No, would make me cry too.
Like when you're like, and at the end of the game or at whatever time, I'm getting a funnel cake and then you walk up and they're like, we closed 20 minutes ago. Like nothing worse. Nothing worse.
Is that your worst fear?
I wouldn't go that far.
Normally TAC would be in here and I'd ask him like, what call should we take first? But he is... inundated with calls in the other room of people it's just one egg roll call
right
after another. It's
I
like,
get it.
It's just everybody's like,
yeah, I get it.
You don't understand how touching egg rolls can be. Tori?
Yai.
Cry.
Yeah, gosh, I cry every single time there's an America's Got Talent Golden Buzzer.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Oh, yep. That's Slacker's thing. Don't. Oh my gosh, are you going to cry?
Isn't that so silly?
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's as dumb as an egg roll.
No, that's somebody's life changing in an instant.
In an instant. I mean, I get it. It's like the football thing and the Bellagio thing. It's like you're just watching this person's trajectory just like.
It was basketball.
It's the NBA. On NBC.
I need you to not do that anymore.
I love your announcer voice.
It's so good. But like, oh my God. I can't even remember any of them. But it's always somebody who just comes out and they're like, sheepish. And Simon hates them. And then they come out and just knock it dead. And then.
It's the Susan Boyle of it all.
I was trying to think of her name. I was like. Cheryl,
she's my least favorite one.
Brandon.
You know what?
Wow. You can
go. No, I'm just saying there have been other ones where you just go, oh my God.
Okay.
And
well,
especially when Simon gives it up.
I feel like we've been yelling at Tori.
I'm sorry, Tori. Thank you, Tori. You have a lovely day. Melissa?
Yeah, hi. Yay.
Yay.
You got there.
You went all the way around it. cry. What's your cry?
Okay, so my husband had just won a tape measure. I'm not really sure how he won it, but he had just come home and he was so happy about his tape measure and he was measuring all kind of things and giddy. And I have to mind you, we're in our 40s, okay, this is happening. And while he's playing with his tape measure and he was so happy it broke and I started crying. It was just so devastating because he was having so much fun with it. And then it ended. And
oh my God, I'm gonna cry. That's like
he was just like so lit up. He was like a kid with a new toy.
I know. He was like a baby with a toy, and then it broke.
I love that you had to clarify that you guys were in your 40s. There is no other joy.
We're adults.
Okay,
Melissa,
did you get him another one though?
Oh my God, I didn't.
Could we?
Yes, we'll get him one.
Yeah, Melissa.
I'm going to get him that for Christmas.
No, hang on. We're going to get him one.
We want to get it.
And we're going to bring it to you. We're going to bring you this tape. Can we do that?
I would love to.
Yes, that is hilarious. He would get a kick out of that.
Where do you guys live? What part of town?
Broomfield.
Yeah, we're not going there.
Yeah,
sorry. Man, we got so close on that.
I don't even know where that is.
You're going to be fine. Hang on right there. We're doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is going to be great. Adrian.
Yay.
Yay. Cry. What'd you cry for?
That movie, Johnny Five is a robot. When he was, like, decommissioned towards the end of the movie, I absolutely bawled my eyes out.
Is that, like, Short Circuit?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember it.
Were you an adult?
Yes.
I love that.
What? It's, you don't cry much as a kid. I remember, I don't know if Air Bud would have made me cry when I was young.
Tarzan was
watching that movie that made when me you cry. Were a kid, you never cried, but like watching it as an adult, oh man.
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah.
I don't remember Johnny Five going away, but it is a little like, it's a little like Air Bud. Oh, yeah. He's like, it's like, don't. I know you're.
You
just,
did.
No.
I don't want you anymore, buddy. No. Don't you get it?
Okay, stop it. Stop it. You do it.
It's
so
the NBA. I'm on NBC.
What is wrong with you?
I'm so Jumo.
Christy.
Yay.
Cry. What made you cry?
Francis Jones, when the dad was sick, I felt bad for the little girl, so I was all crying about that.
Yeah. Osmosis Jones.
I remember the movie. I don't remember that scene.
I think, is that Chris Rock or Chris Tucker? What, one of the Chris's, I think, is the voice, right?
It's a cartoon?
No, it's a kid's movie. Yeah. Bill Murray was the dad.
Bill Murray was the dad?
Okay. Hmm.
Yeah,
I remember
almost exactly the same as the two people.
Oh, that's not the...
Chris Rock, you're right.
Oh, Rock, okay.
Yeah.
Got a text from my fiance. He did hear the egg rolls.
Rough night tonight. Ellen?
Yay.
What made you cry?
Roadkill.
Oh,
girl.
Yeah.
I cannot.
If it's a squirrel, you don't cry.
I don't like it.
It was a wallaby. I was in Australia.
A wallaby? Wait,
a wallaby.
Where are you driving? What even is that?
It's a marsupial. Like a kangaroo?
Oh, my God.
Where were you?
She said Australia, you guys. Just everyone relax. We found TX third gear. Here we go.
Wallaby.
There we go.
Hugh Jackman.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Well...
I was finishing a text message. You made me nervous.
Just decide to start when the music song is over. Do you know?
I know, but
you know it's on the radio.
You typically preamble a bit.
Oh, okay. What do you want me to say? There's not a lot to say.
Oh,
and
I don't know.
We get, like, some days we get the hate texts about the theme.
You
and
could,
like,
we get them every day now.
Yeah, and
you
it's
could
like
mention the backdrop we have tomorrow.
Okay, so you want me to just vamp right now?
Well
you finish
I
your
finished
text.
The text.
Yeah,
we're
no,
fine.
You go ahead. All right, so tomorrow we fixing to go out to Commerce City.
Why like this?
It's Commerce City, you know?
I've never been to Commerce City.
That's my neck in the woods.
Yeah. Get ready to...
So
if you know, you know.
We'll be out at the...
Go ahead and bark at it anyway.
Well, that's right. We did say that was a thing.
Why did you think I was barking?
I don't know.
You just thought Aaron was barking for fun?
Have you met her?
Yeah.
Okay. I forget why we're doing that.
Because
something
I was walking up behind you,
oh, that's
and
right.
my
you
initial reaction was to bark. Yeah, I didn't do it.
Anyway, we'll have tickets to see something.
Chelsea Handler.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. And those Poppy, we're hanging out with Poppy and King mm-hmm. Supers. And
yeah,
we have
come get a bag. Yeah, 9 a.m. sharp until they run out. So get there.
Yeah, get there 9 a.m.
Can we do the news or nope now?
I don't know, Princess. Are you ready?
Yes. Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Yeah.
Oh,
hold on. I got to send a text. I got to send my resume. To...
In case you missed it, the trailer for Taylor Swift's The End of an Era documentary came out.
I actually did miss it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it comes out December 12th on Disney Plus. I'm not kidding you. My fiance and I were discussing getting rid of Disney Plus, and I... And the thing is, there was this really cute moment in the trailer, and it showed that every night before Taylor popped up to sing Cruel Summer, she would read on the floor of where it popped her up. It would say, have as much fun as you can. We've got your back. Like, I think it was a message from her dancers on the floor to
like
her.
From her team.
So that comes out December 12th, the day before her birthday and Noah's birthday on Disney Plus. I will be locked in. Do not make plans with me that night.
Wait,
no one.
So this, is this the
anyway.
Movie that was at the theaters?
It's no. It is a six, I believe, episode docuseries
about
everything behind. And it features Travis. Travis is on the little thing that took her under the stage, the little car.
Cute.
I know, waiting for her in the middle of the show.
Have you seen the movie
thing
that was
after
at the
dive?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
You went
Oh, to, no, not no, that. You no, didn't okay, see so that. She had the Eras Tour released at theaters like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then when this album came out, it was just like a sing-along kind of. I don't think that's going anywhere, okay. to be honest. I don't think it was. It wasn't this.
So if you don't know what was happening, I held up the word N-O-P-E to Hack to try to get him to burn his.
You didn't use yours.
I know, but I wanted Hack to use it. Here's the thing.
Because you want to note me later. That's why.
Yes, kind of. Because everybody noped him a week ago. Right. And I just felt like this is your day. You could, like, this whole week, you could have been taking a victory tour and do the thing to each one of us. And you didn't.
But he only has one note.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. And I just, I don't know. I'm just trying to be the bigger person.
Insult to all of us.
Well, it's working.
Did you just call me fat?
Good evening. That makes this topic I want to talk about kind of awkward. The Easy Bake Oven is back. I didn't realize it had disappeared. It first launched in 1963. I guess they stopped.
It's a light bulb.
It's no longer a light bulb. That's what's new is that it has
it's actually dangerous
a proper
now.
Heating element and a redesigned door to reduce burn risks.
Can you imagine how much Hack hates this?
Yeah, I've never liked the Easy Bake Oven.
Oh my God, I forgot about your oven thing.
Yeah, I don't like, why? It's not a toy. The oven under no circumstances is a toy. It's something to be avoided at all costs. Leave it off.
Your wife bakes and then maybe Hazel can have her.
Hazel wants to bake. So cute.
She can do it right next to Hack.
I know this is not really all that adjacent, but there's a place out by my house called Lulu's Farms. I tried to get you to go there last time.
Yeah, that's right.
Lulu's Farms has like a whole bunch of like old-time candies.
Okay. Yeah, that's why.
Including candy cigarettes. So I'm going to get your daughter candy cigarettes and the Easy Bake Oven. And she's just going to be in the house burning crap down and smoking.
I like the candy cigarettes. That's,
they have them at Lulu's Farms, cool. I swear to God. My son has a... Oh, sorry.
Okay.
All right, well, anyway, back to your...
Do you remember mixing up the stuff for Easy Bake Oven growing up? And you're like, here's just like a vat of water and then like a little bit of mix and like a little plastic spoon. What are we doing?
And it was disgusting. And the cookie was never cooked or the cake was never cooked. It was, you're basically eating brownie batter.
Yeah, but who needs
it? It's still great. Yeah.
Just go, oh my God, it's such a waste.
One time I baked a pizza with Alton Brown in his mega bake oven.
Who the heck is Alton Brown?
He was the Scientist Food Network guy.
Take it back.
Why were you with him?
He did a show and we were in the second row and he asked for volunteers and he picked me and went on stage and made one.
I would be mad at her, but I did tangent it into candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Close friend of the show, Scooter Braun, is in the news.
Yeah, let's go.
I hate this guy.
You have one too.
I know.
What are you gonna do?
I know. He said the thing about being the bigger person.
I was about to say, you were the only professional in the room. I was about to.
This room is so vindictive and gross.
Apparently, Scooter Braun, it's been rumored that he was going to buy OnlyFans. Did you guys see this at all?
Like what?
Of course he would. He's a scumbag.
The website. He turned it down. Okay.
He did?
Yeah.
He's still a scumbag.
He's no longer interested in buying it, apparently. Okay. But OnlyFans made $6.6 billion in revenue last year.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's what we all should be doing.
Okay. Who needs OnlyFans? He's dating. Is he dating Sydney Sweeney?
I think it's fake. I think they call the paparazzi on themselves all the time.
Yeah,
like
she kept saying, I'm single.
Yeah.
If she goes on OnlyFans, I'm the biggest Scooter fan ever.
Disgusting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The Slacker Show.
It's Friday, everyone. You know what that means? That means it's Feel Good Friday.
Wow.
I have a very fun story I'd like to tell.
Okay.
No. That's all right?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, no. I think he has the right to go first.
My story is out of Colorado.
I hate you so much.
Where a local radio show is going to give away free bags.
I don't hate you. I can't get
Supers
back. I'm so sorry. Yes.
In Reunion, Commerce City.
Saving people from having to spend their, 10, 15 cents to buy them?
Every time you buy one? Or they're $6-$7 if you buy the nice,
for the
bag.
Ones that we're giving out? Oh, yeah. That's dollars.
For real? It's the nicest bag that I own.
Yeah.
And it's bigger than any of the bags that I own.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy
how
much.
Shape. It's like a good.
Because it's like the usual square. It's actually a little taller, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, dude,
you can stack things up in there.
Yes. So if you want one of the rare and elusive, there's only two bag stops left for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think the morning show just has one more.
Yeah.
Next Friday. Mm-hmm. We have this Saturday and then the end of the month on the 29th or something. Mm-hmm. But if you want one of these, come to the King Supers, 104th and Chambers. Thanks to King Supers and Poppy.
Can't wait.
And what else do we have? I forget the ticket.
Chelsea Handler tickets.
Chelsea Handler tickets.
Yeah.
9 a.m.
Tomorrow
morning.
Can't wait.
Aaron, my story.
Want to go first? Yeah.
Is also about a Colorado radio show who does a little feature called Feel Good Friday. And we got our first sent in Feel Good Friday story.
What?
That's right.
Somebody sent in a story?
Yeah, you have to
check. Okay, let's go. What is it?
You check your email to see it. It's a beautiful story. I can't remember it, but go ahead.
What is it?
A year ago, firefighters pulled a tiny burned puppy from the rubble of a house fire.
Oh, God.
He was barely breathing, his fur scorched, his body broken, but somehow he survived. They named him Jake.
Okay.
Instead of sending him to a shelter, the crew brought him to their firehouse. They fed him, bandaged his burns, stayed up through the night to make sure he was still breathing. Slowly, the little pup, who couldn't stand, began to walk again. Then run, then wag his tail every time he heard a siren. Didn't say anything about howling.
Okay.
But probably.
Yeah, probably. Jake became family. He followed the firefighters everywhere, sat beside them during long nights.
Is she gonna cry?
No, did he die?
and comforted them on their hard calls. His scars faded, but his spirit only grew stronger. When the firehouse made it official, giving Drake a badge and the title of their first canine member, there wasn't a dry eye in the room. The puppy who had nearly died in the flames stood proudly among heroes, one of them. He now visits schools.
Oh, God.
I was like, I don't think
he died. What? What the hell?
Because they sent pictures of him and he's so cute.
He is very cute.
I'll post him on Instagram. But thank you to Chris for sending that in. He is a firefighter in District 8.
Where is that?
Strasburg.
Oh, wow. Cool. That's out by me. Oh. You guys can all stop by there. We're going to go see the dog after the bag drop tomorrow.
Meet Jake.
All right. We have time for one more. You two fight it out.
I wouldn't say mine's the best.
Mine's also out of Colorado.
Oh, what? Wow.
Are we the trifecta?
We have. Wow. This doesn't happen very often.
My story's out of Maysville, Colorado.
Okay, you're making that up.
I don't know where that is. No,
okay. There's a house known as the Honk House.
Is it M-A-I-S-U?
M-A-Y-S-V-I-L-L-E. Maysville. Maysville, yeah.
I'm a freaking native, and I've never heard of this same place.
Okay, I was wondering if you guys have heard of the Honk House. So it's a tradition to honk by this house. It's a two-lane portion of Highway 50 in the Rockies. It's between Denver and out west, somewhere out there, and wherever Maysville is. If you're listening, shout out. And it's been going on for about 80 years. So most of the people don't know why they honk at this particular house. It's just good luck. They go, I remember my parents honked every time we drove by the house. Now I do it. Okay. The man who lives there now, his name is Rod. He bought the house about 7 years ago. But the tradition goes all the way back, let's see, a long, long time ago.
No math needed.
About 80 years. Back when... where's the guy? The other guy's name? Harry bought it with his wife, and his wife would sit on the porch and wave at cars as they went by, and it became good luck to honk at his wife as he drove by. His wife, unfortunately, passed away, so Harry Miller is his name, took up the waving for his wife, sat out front, waved at cars, and now it's become such a tradition that this man, Rod, bought the house, didn't know what it was, but people just... kept honking, like nonstop. Honk,
are you
honk,
telling
honk.
Me you wouldn't be? I know this is Feel Good Friday. I'd be mad.
Yeah. Until I learned the backstory.
For sure.
I'm trying to sleep over here. You wouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
Every time somebody drives by, they honk at your house.
You should do a drive-by and sit outside the house you're about to buy so that you know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so this guy, Rod, he says... he spent 2 months in the hospital recently, and now hearing all the honks, it's turned out. So now it's like it continues. So I'm curious if you've heard of the Honk House. Text it.
All right, we're going to Strasburg, and then we're going to Maysville.
Yeah, but King Supers first. Tomorrow
King Supers, 104th and Chamber.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
We're going to do what we call shower thoughts, but I think we have to come up with a new name for this. Because in Colorado, they're less shower thoughts as they are like pot infused.
Maybe like the gardening thoughts?
Yeah, it's like marijuana memories, but it's not a memory. It's like a moment. It's like where you go.
A revelation.
Where you go,
something epiphany.
Yeah.
Elevated epiphany.
So, yes. Mm. There we go. Okay.
Because you're high or you're just in Colorado.
Yes. So we want to hear.
You're showering.
Right. Yeah. Like I do get shower thoughts, but I use mine and I don't smoke pot, but like I had one and I just, okay.
How about a hit and think? Okay, sorry, ChatGPT, not me.
Oh my God, she's using ChatGPT. I was thinking about this. You ever been to the dentist and they have to do all the x-rays and they flop that big thing on you?
They don't really do that anymore, but yeah.
But they used to, yeah. Because that's exactly why I was thinking about it. Because I was like, we're going to do x-rays and they don't do the thing. I'm like, where's the x-rays not that strong anymore. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But they used to.
Okay? Yeah, oh, I remember that.
So x-ray was like dangerous for us, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Superman had x-ray vision.
He did, yeah.
So like Lois Lane just got cancer everywhere.
Yeah. Cool, so these are really uplifting.
No, it's just like you just don't think about it, but you're like, hold up. Yeah. Like, he's just looking her up and down all day. Or does the x-ray, like, if you have an x-ray machine in your head, he's not going to get cancer, but he's going to give it to everybody he's hanging. Like, yeah. Jimmy Olsen?
Yeah, he's going to have cancer. Yeah.
Everybody's just fair. Hanging out with.
Can you see their brains or their skulls?
Yeah, you can see anything. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
But does he have to channel it? I don't know.
But either way, it's always in there, don't you think?
But maybe it's only when he's using it that he's emanating the rays.
Do not take my elevated epiphany away from me.
You know what? You're right.
This is my shower thought. This is my moment where I go, huh. Been high lately?
I don't smoke.
Okay, then do you have a shower thought?
More just like a really depressing thought that came to mind.
Boy.
All right.
It's just that we're all our dogs have.
Oh my gosh.
And that's all, like, I get really hung up on it sometimes. Swanson's world is within our walls unless we allow him to go out. Okay, maybe that was a bad one.
I think another way to shower thought that is you're like the warden and he's in prison.
No. I'm his, like, God.
Oh yeah, that's the way someone like you would look at it.
Everything to our dogs,
right? Until the one day when there's a fake little paper mache Swanson laying in his crate, and a hole in the wall where he's chewed his way through,
and he's figured out how to paper mache himself. Yes,
and he's out in the yard like Shawshank Redemption, going free at last.
No, like, it's like he that loves moment. Us. You sure. should see him when I get home from work
because he doesn't have a choice, Eric.
We've spent too long on my really sad thought.
Okay. Well, if you're high right now or maybe in the shower and you're having
sure,
hopefully
or both
some sort of epiphany that's nicer, happier than the ones we've had, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
The one that I always get stuck on is, if we were to consume ourselves, would we double in size or disappear?
Aaron.
No, I've heard this one.
Yeah.
Because it's like the snake eating its own tail. It's like...
he widens. You can see it in him.
Just where the tail is in there.
But he gets smaller.
You'd remain the same.
But you'd be inside out?
Yeah, pretty much. Or you'd be like a belly with the rest of you in it.
Hey, don't Bogart it. Pass it.
Okay.
That's a weird...
That is a good one, yeah.
You couldn't... You wouldn't... It would be neither double in size nor... Because Eric is right in her non-stone, like the amount of mass would have to be the same.
Right.
So, I don't know. That's weird. Let me think about it.
Why are these so dark?
Okay. Hack, you got one that's...
I have a not dark one. Okay. This is something I've actually thought of, and I've tried to teach it specifically to my son. Maturity is knowing when to be immature.
Yeah.
When it's appropriate.
Totally.
To be immature.
Of course you're having to teach this to your son. Yeah.
But there is a time for it. Immaturity is not all bad. There's a time and a place.
Yeah.
But knowing that time and a place makes you mature.
Yeah. I agree.
Hold on.
Whoa, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's what you're really looking for if you're calling today.
Yeah.
You're looking for all of us to go,
Yeah. You good, man?
God.
At what point, when you got a pot full of vegetables or whatever, and you've pureed it, so you're making sort of a vichyssoise or whatnot, at what point does that go from being a sauce to a soup?
It's never a sauce.
Why wouldn't it be a sauce? You're telling me that you got tomatoes and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, that is a marinara, but like I cook it a little longer, it all kind of blends in. A little grilled cheese sandwich.
You got
That's
me there.
Tomato soup.
You got me there.
It's like, you got me there. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's like, different because it has different ingredients.
No, I'm saying there are certain
marinara
sauces.
Marinara to tomato soup is a really quick pipeline.
Yeah, you're right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's same with like mashed potatoes. If it's got enough lumps in it, it's okay. If it's got not enough lumps, it's weird.
Right.
What's the proper lumpage?
Okay, now he's really done it.
No, I think he might actually be
You know what I'm saying. It's a sweet spot.
You're right,
just like
there
the
is
sauce.
A point. And then if it's too runny, you're almost a potato soup.
But which marinara could, doesn't have like milk or cream, and tomato soup does.
Not all tomato soup does.
Yeah.
Okay, a broth. Marinara doesn't have broth.
I feel like I could go for some tomato soup, actually.
I honestly could.
Okay. Right, do we want to keep going, or we want to just...
I want to hear some other people's thoughts.
There's just one more that I was thinking.
Oh, gosh. Okay, yeah, man.
Okay.
You're out of
like that. You're shower at me.
No, these are shower thoughts slash, what do you call them? Elevated epiphanies?
Yeah.
You don't know you fell asleep.
Yeah.
Till you wake up.
Well, and falling asleep is the one thing that you have to pretend to be doing to do it.
You lay down and you're like, I'm gonna, you like, yeah. You like close your eyes and put your hands up by your face and you're like, you like fake it.
Yes.
All of these thoughts are just giving me anxiety.
I know. Yeah.
We're talking about sleeping.
And tomato soup.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Somehow I can feel it in my body.
All right. If you're as high as we are and you got a shower thought, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to do shower thoughts, or we came up with epiphanies of elevated epiphanies.
Oh, yeah. High ideas.
High ideas is
genius.
On the text.
High ideas.
Why didn't we think of that? It was right there.
Because we're not stoned.
Right.
That person is stoned.
Probably. And we love you.
100%.
Yeah.
Can you read it?
If you water water, it grows.
Okay.
That's
all right. I have a couple, but Tiak is still getting phone calls, and I feel like he's going to be my only ally on this.
Okay, you want me to...
Can I give you one real quick?
Okay.
You've all heard the phrase, bite down on something, right?
Yeah.
Bite down?
Bite down.
Bite down, yeah.
It's impossible. We don't bite down. We bite up.
I agree with you.
But like the moment I realized that the top of your jaw doesn't move.
When I'm playing with my dogs, I grab their bottom jaw because I know they can't bite down. I just...
You mean they can't bite up?
Correct. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. TX back now.
No, she was right. You can't bite down.
Oh, you can't bite down. Right. So, but you're stopping them from biting up.
Here's a text.
Okay.
Isn't a fried egg just fried chicken?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
The Colonel's got some explaining to do.
Okay. Remember how the banana used to be like, you'd use a banana for a fake phone? If you needed food and you needed to be phone, a banana?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's a Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Oh.
That's messed up.
Oh. Both a part of a healthy breakfast, man.
No.
So you're just sitting there and you're like, hello. Holding the Pop-Tart. Hello.
Okay, wait. Last one. Oh, I hope this isn't one on the calls, but why is it called a pair of underwear when it's only one piece of clothing?
I love that one.
Yeah.
It's a pair of pants, too.
That's my 2 a.m. random shower thought.
It's a pair of pants. Yeah.
Why?
It's not. There's no reason for it.
Just because there's two holes for your legs?
I was thinking that, too, but you don't say a pair of shirt, two arms, three with the head. Three
holes. Or if you count the bottom.
Oh, my God.
A shirt's mainly holes.
Okay, just one more.
Okay.
What came first? The color orange or the fruit orange? Do they name the fruit after the color or do they name the color after the fruit?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I like you, man. You're like out there, dude.
Oh, God. You good, man?
You good, man?
Ariana.
Hi, yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
High ideas is what we've kind of settled on. What's your high idea?
My idea is that humans eat dead mushrooms, but mushrooms eat dead humans.
True?
It stresses me out.
They grow out of like decay.
Yeah.
And hey, I just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm
good, man.
Yeah, you did it. You did the thing. Because we are now wondering if you're okay.
Stop it. Okay.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I had one more that I wanted to do. you don't own money. It's just your time with it.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And you gotta pass it on, man.
The money's gotta flow. Yeah. Oh,
I think we need a...
Can I just say...
Can you spot me a five or two, dude, by the way?
Can you imagine, right? Somebody wasn't listening when we started this.
Yeah.
And they just got in their car and they're like, what is... Like, there are police on their way to our building right now. Bill?
Yai.
Hideas. What's your hidea?
Well, talking about the soup and the sauce kind of made me think, what's the difference between gazpacho soup and salsa?
Nothing, man. That's what I'm saying.
I just got a little zing in my mouth.
But would you eat salsa with a spoon? Would you eat gazpacho with a chip?
No. Yeah. That's the thing.
Maybe gazpacho with a chip. Maybe.
That's the man trying to tell you what to do.
Okay.
Nope.
You know? You can do it. Yeah.
I need a Pop-Tart right now. I'll call Bill.
Are you guys? Okay.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for the call, man. You know what? There's no such thing as a baby butterfly.
It's just a worm. Caterpillar. Same worm. Thing.
It's not the same thing.
Are you good, man?
Lily.
Yay.
Hideas. What's your hidea, bruh?
A U-turn sign simply means that a U-turn is possible at that time.
I think you might have out-ideaed us. a U-turn sign means it's possible for you to turn at that sign?
When you see a sign that says no U-turn, you know at that moment that a U-turn is possible.
Oh, but they don't want you to do it, man.
Right? Yeah. But you know,
don't listen
possible.
To the man.
Yeah. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Wait, it's too late. Okay. I mean, I don't know if we're going to yell at each other or not. Like, okay, there's a woman. This is just one woman. This isn't a study, right? This is just some woman who has put out. Let me just read the headline aloud.
Okay. That's good.
For the men listening and the women listening, TIAC believes this could cause strife in the studio.
Yeah.
Most men don't realize that these four common phrases instantly change how women feel about them.
So it's like if one of you said this to a woman in your life, it could change how she felt about you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read them? Because I don't, sure. I feel like I don't, you're already married. So it doesn't matter if women feel differently about you. Mm-hmm. But if I read them, if there are women out there wanting to woo and or court, you know, like if I say them and it's going to flip them, then I'm going to be.
Well, some of these things, I feel like I might even say to my wife currently. So I might even still be in trouble.
Okay.
Apparently these everyday phrases. So the first one that the woman heard, a guy said to her, "What are you laughing so much for?" And said a guy said this while she was having fun, and it told her that her joy irritated him, not delighted him, and the spark died instantly.
Would that irritate you? It's like, why are you laughing so much? Or what are you laughing so much for?
Yeah, sometimes I'm crying laughing. And if Dane rolled, sometimes in bed in the middle of the night, because I can't sleep and I'm watching TikToks, if he rolled over and was like, what are you laughing for? I'd be like,
okay, but did you hear the way he said it?
Hobbies.
Like, you already changed the way it was said. It's, what are you? Right.
Well, I think if someone said, what are you laughing so much at? I'd show them and hope they laugh.
Yeah, I think the situation really depends.
Yeah.
Or could it be, and we're only one out of four, we're narrowly 25% into this, that this woman just wants to be in a bad mood. Like this particular
she
woman.
She was laughing.
I know, but she's just like, if somebody goes, what are you laughing so much for? It's like, I instantly hit my joy, irritates him. It's like, he didn't say that. He asked why you're laughing. It's like, he didn't say, I'm irritated by your laugh. So
isn't
often.
Isn't this similar to, I remember Hack mentioning a while ago that like when he gets loud and a Hack says like, turn it, like lower your volume or whatever. Wasn't that it? And it instantly killed
I'm
your.
I'm right here.
Yeah,
right
that's here, what it was. Yeah.
And but it that is different because she's parenting him.
But we don't know what way he's asking this. So if he's going, what are you laughing so much for? That's different than, ooh, I want to see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are you laughing so much for? Okay. Did you hear the word irritated? What did he say?
It's all in the way he said it.
I know. The way she's presenting this. Look, here's the thing. I feel that Erica, you're going to take the side of the girl no matter what.
I'm not even sure I'm on her side on this one.
But I'm just saying she strikes me as a person who's wandering through Earth trying to find something that irritates
you her. You know nothing about her.
I feel that because it said that the spark died on the spot when the guy said this. And I think that's her problem then. Say, I'm sorry, what did you mean by that? Does my joy bother you? It's on you to have a conversation to tell someone, hey, I don't like how I felt.
Instead
when
of
you
like
said
shutting
that.
Down or whatever.
Okay, wait, we're done.
I think we do know something about this woman. She sounds like somebody who's dating.
Yes.
Oh. And so she's like, these are the phrases that happen. Like, we're at dinner, second, third date. And as soon as he said, what are you laughing so much for? She's like, the spark died. That was it.
I have friends who are like this. A guy can say one thing and they're like, yeah, well, that's over. And I'm like, you liked him so much. What are you? You have to be willing to see the whole picture. So I don't know that I agree with her on this.
Okay. As the guy out here in the dating scene, I want to ask you a question. Who do you think is worse at that? Is it young people are quick to turn? Or is it older people that just have built, like young people are like, disposable, I can just get a new one on Amazon. Or is it older people are like, you know, I know where this ends. I've dated a guy who said, like,
I think it's particularly for women, and I love women, so I don't want to make this sound bad, but particularly for women as they get older, they're less likely to give a man their time.
Yep.
If there's one thing wrong with them.
Even if it's one perceived thing. Like, right. My spark died because he didn't like my joy, and it's like, he didn't say that.
If I went off one perceived thing, I would not be engaged today.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, like
he couldn't be less your type, and what? I mean that
because he's nice.
Yes, he doesn't look nice.
Yeah,
but he is nice.
So well,
you wouldn't. Like, I'm just saying,
it was horrifying.
I'm saying you wouldn't have given him a chance.
No,
and he's amazing, and you're amazing together.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Keep going.
All right. The other thing a guy said to her: "You're intimidating." That he framed her confidence as a problem, and to her it wasn't a compliment. It exposed his insecurity.
Again, I'm going to say it depends how he said it, but I would not take that as a insult.
Thank the sweet baby Jesus, because I say it a lot.
Well, maybe you could say it less.
No, if there is a person, any person with a strong presence, and I'm acting weird, I'm like, wow. I just want you to know you're kind of intimidating.
Yeah, I would find that charming as heck on a date. In fact, I'm sure my fiance early on was like, you're kind of intimidating.
If he didn't say it, his cowering hands was all, it was like.
I find my wife intimidating to this, like, to this day.
Because she's smart and accomplished and
put together. And
this, I think, is very interesting because it says that it exposed his insecurity. And it appears there's a very fine line between insecurity and vulnerability. I'm telling you, I feel intimidated by you. Like, you are killing it. And I feel like I don't know that I can live up to that. I don't think that's insecure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be vulnerable. I'm trying to tell you the truth about, wow, you're like a badass chick. Like,
she
this
took
is
it
awesome.
As like he's trying to take her confidence. And he's just pointing it out.
If he was already showing signs of insecurity, that's when it's bad. If he's like, well, you know, I don't make as much money and it's really intimidating that you do.
Okay. 100% that guy's got to go.
Okay. Right.
Here, the thing about this woman, she says four phrases that instantly. So it's like, it doesn't, like, these sound like first date things or second or third date where she's just like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
He doesn't like my laugh. He thinks I'm intimidating.
It is kind of eye opening because I would think you're intimidating. I would only view that as a compliment.
Yeah, I love being intimidating.
I would not at all view that as a.
Do you think you're intimidating?
Not to you guys, but in the dating world, when I was like, all I want is this for my career. I want to make this much money. I want to have these kids. Like, I didn't say that on the first date, but like, I've always known what I want.
If I sat across from you on a date, I would run so fast.
Because you'd be scared.
Oh my God.
Intimidated or scared?
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. So, I have a fun little game slash exercise slash, I don't know, insight into personality.
Fun.
But I can't play. I can force you guys to play, but I can't play.
Is it because you're alone?
Don't.
Is it because you're single?
No, it's because I've seen the results.
Oh.
I looked at when the thing, it'll make
wow,
sense.
Wow, Erica.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know if you have, I know you have lists on Erica, like all of her biggest nightmares and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I need you to start writing down her fears and insecurities because I'm going to need some ammo next time something like this happens. Okay? Can you make that happen for me? Here's what I want you to do. We're going to start with Erica. Okay?
Okay.
I'm asking.
Since she volunteered.
I'm asking
that comment.
Aaron and T-Hack. Okay. I looked at the wrong ones.
Yeah, you did. Okay.
Yeah. I'm over here.
Without thinking too much, when you think of Erica, and you will see if you come to a consensus, what color do you think of? What
lilac,
color is
lavender.
Erica? I need you to pick a primary, like yellow, red, blue, pink, purple, black, green,
purple.
White. So, okay.
I was going to say pink. I could agree on purple.
Okay, it's pink or purple. Okay, so Erica is right now pink or purple. Look, I just have...
I'm like, really scared to answer for Erin.
Great. We're doing her last then.
Okay.
Let's do T-Hack. Erin, Erica, what color
Once
is
again,
T-Hack?
Did you just look at the wrong one?
I don't care.
I was going to say...
It's radio!
Brown.
What?
My gosh.
What color?
I was going to say brown. Interesting.
I don't have
okay.
that.
What were you thinking? Okay, he doesn't have
I'm
that.
I'm debating between like blue and green because I think Slacker would be the other one. So I don't know which one is which.
Yeah, like
I think Hackmore green.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say like an army green.
Yeah.
Hack
and it could
green.
Just be green for Slacker.
All right. It's my okay. birthstone.
It an is? Emerald?
Yeah. Emerald. Mm. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? And this, I don't know if this matters, but like, why? What's going on? Like, why?
I don't know. Hack green, he's earthy. He's down to earth. And green just kind of is that.
I live here.
He's earthy.
Yeah, he's not earthy. He's down to earth.
It feels
my
like
bad.
I smell.
But it's a neutral color.
Yeah, he wears a lot of neutrals. And my thought was he looks nice in green.
Thanks.
Okay. Hack. What color of food have you never eaten ever?
Green.
Correct. That was the weirdest
I wasn't
color
thinking
to pick.
About his diet.
Yeah. I know, but it just seems like
all Mountain Dew is green.
Oh,
okay.
Boom, roasted.
Kind of a lime green.
Yeah,
is that on the list?
No, okay. But green is one of the colors I can choose from. I haven't really thought this through.
Okay,
but okay,
that's the way we like to do radio around here.
Well, it's every day. Have you heard this show?
A few times.
Okay, now all three of you get to answer.
For you?
Yeah. What am I? What color am I? And by the way, you can text in if we're getting any of these wrong. If you picture Erica as more of a yellow. I honestly, I don't know why when I was doing this, but then I read it and then I'm like, oh, now I'm influencing my decisions. Yellow was the first thing that came to mind for Erica. And I think it's because she has blonde hair.
Please don't say I have yellow hair.
No, but it's just like this yellow's golden and California is where you're from. There's just like a sunshine.
Sure.
Warmth.
Golden. Like her personality is not sunny by any stretch. No. But like I was yellow immediately for Erica and I was a little floored that you guys went with girly colors on her.
I'm
probably
she's
the seven girliest. Times the man I'll ever be. And you know that.
What?
You just talked smack to me. It was like, I can't play because you're single, because you're an idiot.
I never said idiot.
But it was implied.
Okay.
Okay, back to me.
Well, see, I was going to say light blue for you, but maybe now black.
Hmm. Is black an option?
Black is an option.
And brown isn't?
I know.
Brown is not an option for some.
I was going to say black for you. You wear all black. Almost so all the time.
But I don't
but
think
then
that
am
that
I influencing the color?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think he's a navy blue.
You guys got to come to a consensus.
I said light blue. You said navy blue.
Okay. Yeah, blue. Since we need to come to a consensus,
well,
that sounds
I mean,
good.
We have pink purple for Erica, so we'll do both. And then Aaron is the last one here.
Yeah, the problem is my first thought, orange.
Orange not wonder. A color. Orange what? Not a color what? That I have in the palette. I'm sorry.
Interesting. That's now weird. I'm.
It is a secondary color. It's not an option. Okay.
I know. Yellow, blue, red, blue, pink, purple, black, green, white. Did I ever say the phone number? 303-222-5423. So you can text in if we're getting our colors wrong.
So then do we have to go red? Because it's orange adjacent? That doesn't feel right.
Red does not feel right to me at all. I thought like a burnt orange. And not just because your hair, but you love fall. Yeah. You're a fall girl. Mm-hmm. And there's not even brown.
I was going to say, yeah, orange or brown.
Come on, guys. Come up with a color.
Hmm.
I don't know if I should be offended that this is not a immediate response.
I don't want to influence it.
Red maybe our best option then? Yeah.
How is orange not? That's a secondary color.
Like if purple's on there.
What do you want me to do? It's not my thing.
Okay.
This is a psychologist test, and we're going to put this up on the socials. Call your friends and say, if I were a color, what color would I be? And this is the answer to your question.
I'm kind of surprised I'm not yellow.
Text. Yeah, no offense. That was my next option after red, though.
Well, let me just give you yellow, because that was my impression of you before I read any of this. If your friend picks yellow, they see you as someone loyal, bubbly, and generally a positive person to be around. This is why I can't participate, because the second I read that, I'm like, ah.
I feel like I am pretty loyal,
you're bubbly.
Bubbly.
You
have you ever seen
bubbly.
Me talk to a stranger?
Yeah, you're bubbly when you're being fake.
Oh my God. No.
Dude, correct me if I'm wrong, but she started the animosity between the two of us.
She did. Yeah.
Okay. But the first day I came in and met you guys, wouldn't you say bubbly?
Yes.
Yes.
And ever since then, we've been going, where the hell is that girl?
Who's the common denominator? Slacker.
Oh, I'm the one who drug you into the muck.
For sure.
I used to be happy here too.
Hey, let's read Aaron's. Or yours.
We don't have time.
Oh, can we do it next break?
No. We'll do it next week or sometime soon.
Come on.
I have all the answers to all these things, and I'll tell you what your colors mean next.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. So a little while ago, I asked everyone to tell us what colors we see when we look at our beautiful coworkers.
Yeah.
In here. Who do you want to start with? We chose pink
you.
Or purple. Oh, okay. We can start with me. You guys, did you go blue or black? I mean, you're kind
we
of
went
on
blue.
The fence.
Yeah.
We went blue.
Yeah.
If your friend thinks you're blue, hopefully you've had time to text
blue,
your friends. Have them.
I texted my fiance, by the way. He hasn't responded yet. Cute. I'm curious.
You want to know what color he thinks of you?
Yeah, I think you guys.
What color do you think of him?
I think you guys should text your significant
I'm
others.
Doing him right now.
I would think he's like a blue,
hey,
but
Slacker,
I'm afraid.
You should text your significant.
That's why I paused.
You guys are funny.
I do think he's a blue, but I'm nervous because that means you guys would be the same color, and I don't love.
Why does that make you nervous?
Because I don't want you guys to be.
Okay, so here's what blue is. It's a good sign if your friend thinks you're blue. Blue means your friend thinks you're spontaneous.
Okay.
It means they think you're fun,
mm-hmm.
and you place a high value on the relationship.
Oh, okay, great. I'm really glad I think my fiance is blue.
Do you? Are you rescinding the blue assessment?
I would say those things are probably true for you as well, but could you read black? Because we're kind of on the fence.
I do think blue fits you.
Black, this one has a deeper resonance. If they pick black, they feel a closer and deeper connection with you than they do with many others.
No wonder T.
I wanted to go black for the record.
Yep.
For the record. I was talked out of it. I was forced to.
Okay. Yeah, you sound close if you were talked out of it.
Okay, who do we want to do next?
Let's do hack.
My wife is in. The answer's in. She feels that I am black.
Oh, really?
So she thinks you're everything that I just said?
I guess.
What?
That's great.
That is really good, don't you think?
Yeah.
Why does she think you're black, though? That's weird that that's the first thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You do have.
I don't know. Out of context, people tuning in right now are probably a little confused.
Your wife is so confused.
Literally nothing about you. Nothing. Did you see the stuff they did a DNA test on Hitler, apparently?
Oh, okay. I did see that.
Yeah, they did like some of the blood.
Sorry, this feels like a crazy.
Yeah.
They did some blood from where he committed suicide or whatever, and they did a DNA test on him, and they believe he had a micropenis.
Okay.
Hi. We're on the air right now.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know, but it was just like
and also,
TX wife sending the signal.
Would you be shocked? Horrible man, micropenis.
I know, but it just seems,
not
it seems like
I ever expected to say on the air.
Whatever. Okay, yeah.
My wife didn't say anything about that.
No, it was just the black. Never mind.
Okay.
Who are we doing next? We're doing...
Wait, we didn't get to have
green. What's green, though?
Green signals your friend sees you as carefree, perhaps a little careless, but admired in a way.
I don't think he's careless at all.
Yeah. I would say you're very careful.
Yeah. You
not
guys,
very careful.
So you're saying...
Do you guys know me at all?
No. Are we saying that my list is bad? Because I'm starting to feel like my list is bad.
No.
Like it hasn't really nailed anybody.
It nailed you.
Yeah.
It nailed how I feel about Dane. It nailed how A-Hack feels about T-Hack.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're in a pretty good run.
Yeah. Let's do purple.
Okay.
Which is Erica. One of Erica's two colors.
Yeah.
Purple is positive. Purple means your friend knows they can depend on you and that you're a wealth of good advice.
I don't know.
Let me ask the group. Would you like to rescind purple?
Let's try pink, maybe.
I absolutely agree with purple.
Yeah, purple's good.
Yeah.
That's nice, guys.
You guys were wrong. It's pink. Your friend loves your personality, but also thinks you're a little ditzy or not the sharpest in certain situations.
Well, that feels about right.
Erica, what day is it? She doesn't know!
I did think
she
it was
doesn't know!
Thursday for a minute.
Okay. The last one. And if you have other colors, just call. I'll just read them to you. Aaron.
Yes.
Yeah.
We unanimously chose red.
But we didn't feel good about it.
No, I think this nails it.
Thanks.
Oh, okay. Mm.
If you chose red, it should raise a flag. Your friend thinks you come across as manipulative.
Keep going.
At least that's what they believe.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great list.
Nailed it.
Oh.
The Slacker Show.
I get scared to talk about my personal life.
Why? With us or on the air?
I am so much less afraid talking on the air than I am
That's what
to
I
you
didn't want to hear, because I do really try to make sure that this is a safe space. I have no problem crying in front of you guys. So I don't like hearing that you're not comfortable with it.
Listeners, cry in front of you whenever you want me to. Like we
Are
talk
you
about children. No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
But you guys.
We're quick to make the joke.
So I've had some communication with the ex. An ex.
Okay.
I love him so much. This man will support me no matter what.
I will support you.
If I go thinking about dipping a toe back into ex waters, you're like, nope.
Yeah, it's never really a good idea.
No,
but it depends
fine.
Which ex as well.
Let him go. Do whatever you want.
Here's the thing. I'm not trying to get back together with this person.
Okay, great.
But I want to know what you do when your ex reaches out. I'm a scorched earth. You don't answer. Mm-hmm. You just don't. Right?
But did this person wrong you?
No, but it wasn't great at the end.
Okay.
So do you always just blow them off no matter what?
No. It depends on what they're reaching out for.
I don't think I've ever blown them off. I just completely ignored it.
Oh God, I don't think ever.
I think that's sending almost the sign you don't. It's like, I'm
care
still
too much?
Mad about this. And you're like, I'm actually not.
You're just not worth my energy.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're still upset about something that happened.
You're right. It does send that signal.
If I'm truly past it, hey, what's up? What do you need?
Yeah,
like,
but
you're just like anyone else.
If they reach out clearly trying to make conversation to create, like I had an ex who texted me and sent me a picture of like a special wine I got him. And he was like, I'm drinking this today. And I just blocked him because I was like, you cheated on me.
Okay, don't start a conversation. So this is exactly what I'm looking for.
Okay.
So why though? Like, because I kind of believe in what Hack's saying. I think I did the right thing by talking back.
But this guy cheated on me. So that's why I blocked.
If
it was just in the ex where it just didn't work out, I probably would have said, I hope it's lovely.
But can't you just do that anyway?
No, he didn't deserve any response from me.
But he does, though.
Deserves,
but like in my woo-woo state right now, my algorithm is getting all these things. And there was this one guy who said he was on a plane and he sits in a row. There's two other people in the row. So that the row is packed. And then they close the doors or whatever and they look around the plane. Plane is 90% empty. So he's like, go, jumps up, moves up a row.
Okay.
Flight attendant gets on the thing and goes, we need everybody in their assigned seats. And I was like, the flight is, okay.
It sometimes has to do with weight distribution.
He literally moved up one row, same side of the plane.
Not super likely.
Goes back, sits in the seat, cramped, whatever. Flight attendant comes up. Few minutes into the flight, what do you think he said to her?
Can I sit in the next?
No, he said, you're doing a great job.
Okay.
You seem like you're really diligent and you care about your job. So he hit her with the, like, what you would do, this guy cheated on you and you're like, and she went, and he's like, you know what? You're great at your job.
I didn't him.
You
I
blocked
just,
him. You like.
Because he did not deserve access to my life anymore.
But just go, hey, I hope you love the wine. If you did that, do you know how much
I was also,
more that would psychologically damage him if that's what you're going for? If you're like, oh my God,
I'm
that
not,
looks great.
I'm not going for psychological damage, though, so that might be the difference between you and I. I'm going for, I do not want you in my life with access to me ever again.
But why hadn't you blocked him before then?
Because I was like, whatever, if you ever really needed something. But he texted me twice.
Okay.
And on the second one, I was like, we have no need for conversation. I didn't answer the first, and then he tried again, and I was like, we have no need for conversation.
But you didn't say anything, you just blocked it.
Yeah. I was also at a different ex's place in that moment, and I was like, I clearly don't.
It's years later. What is wrong? So your doors aren't usually closed.
Wait, sorry.
You are.
At the time, the person whose place I was at was not next.
Okay.
Sorry. No.
I'm like, Jesus, what are you doing? Hey, it's a Thursday, I gotta revisit people.
I was dating someone new, so that I had no need for this person in my life.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. It was her birthday.
You texted her?
She texted first. She drew first blood.
Wait, you said that day. You said, we'll see if she
I said it a
out.
Couple days ago because my my calendar. I don't know if you guys know this. If you get on my birthday calendar, I'm never going to text. Like, here's my biggest
pet
peeve.
You're never going to text us?
No, I'm not going to text you at 8 a.m. Oh. Because if you put a birthday on the Apple calendar, it puts it at 8 a.m. And then you know that's not your friend because it goes, they get a thing. Oh, it's Erica's birthday. Happy birthday, Erica. That means they didn't know it was your birthday. They just got a notification on their phone. Sure. So I put notifications in at 12:13 or 1:08.
Hey, the manipulation you were just discussing.
Yeah.
Okay, but just hear me out.
Back to your ex.
Should I have? I knew I was going to get it from you because I did say her birthday's coming up because my phone went bleep.
Right.
Coming up in 2 days. And you were like, don't you dare text her. And I'm like, I'm not going to. But then she texted me.
That's weird.
So was I right or wrong?
To respond to her?
Yeah.
Were you right? Yeah, you're right. Be kind.
It also wasn't.
Be kind always.
Unless they wrong. No, but she didn't seem to like do anything horrific to you.
No, but
you've spoken to her since the breakup.
Never, not great.
Then it's a little weird, but sure, you didn't do anything wrong unless you said, want to meet up tonight? I'm down.
Oh, then I definitely did something wrong.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So there was a conversation off air a second ago that we've run out of time to think of anything else to talk about. Hack, you want to go?
Sure, yeah. There's an article here saying...
Oh, you're going to go the professional route, are you?
Well, it says that stress... is probably more stressed you are, the less relations that you're having. If you're too stressed out, it says both men and women feel like having relations less when they are stressed out. So I asked you, you know, all those times where you're super stressed.
But for women, it's more. I just want to make sure that's
okay.
The study.
But okay. It is both.
Yeah. Women more.
So all those times, Slacker, that you feel real stressed
and
then you don't want to sleep with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Has it ever happened?
Erica looked at you when you said that, like you're an insane person, because she believes that you have an abnormally, you've talked about it. You have a super high libido and not, but
this
I don't think you have a
crazy
super,
to be talking about.
I don't think you have a super high libido. I think you are madly in love with your wife. Like, I don't think you're not like, I know guys with a high libido that are like,
anything.
There's a rock pile. I will just just jump on that. Like, ew, you want to be with your wife, period, full stop.
Yeah, I like that.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I have friends who have the high libido and they are...
It's like, dude, come on.
It doesn't matter who it is.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
And that's disgusting.
I've never been that way. Yeah.
Correct. I think Erica thinks that about you and doesn't understand that while other men misdirect that libido, all men have exactly what you're talking about. Or the majority of men. No, I have never in my life, I could be in a life or death situation, hostage crisis at the Nakatomi Plaza. And somebody goes, hey, you want a boink? Yes, I do.
That's why I wanted to clarify that this study says that it hits women more, because for men, for it, whatever this could be, it could be one dude. And it's like, oh, still affects them. Whereas it could be 99 women.
I think it's wild that you guys let that shut you down.
It's not that this is one of those men and women are just biologically different.
I mean, yes, thank God.
Yeah.
So we can do that thing that we want to do.
But it's like, there is nothing sexy about being super stressed out. There is nothing that makes me be like, ready to tear some clothes off now. Like, I want to figure out what's stressing me out and fix it before anything else can happen.
But do you know that this same study also says that if you just power through it,
mm-hmm.
the chemicals released will lower your stress?
Or you could figure out, you fix your problem and then power through it.
But I don't think you're gonna.
And this is a guarantee. You know
what? You know the cortisol.
This, we're going to do this and then I'm going to feel...
This
lower
conversation
levels of stress.
Is stressing me out. Like, I'm so you
wanna,
serious.
You wanna?
No, certainly not right now with you two here.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I got a story of a guy who has added a new trick in the roadside test.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've got a tip for any husbands out there, boyfriends maybe. You want to get out of doing a chore? Mm-hmm. Pro tip incoming.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Flurussia.
Did you just say Flurussia?
Yeah, I thought I could maybe get you excited.
We'll give you a little one.
Let's go! Da!
Yeah, Russia!
You go Schwarzenegger.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
There was a man in Russia. They were going to go to... He was going to go to the mall with his girlfriend.
Oh, yay! The mall.
Most boyfriends, husbands.
Neat!
not the favorite activity on a Saturday. This guy thought, I know how to get out of it. Well, he called in a carjacking before they went outside. Said, well, someone broke into the car. Guess we can't go to the mall. Got to get the police here. They checked it all out. Seemed legit until they started questioning the man.
Nope.
Oh, no.
He had some inconsistencies in his story.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
Turns out he had trashed his own car.
Shut up.
Just to get out of going to the mall.
It can't be that bad.
His girlfriend.
It's the mall. I would trash my car.
You guys, I'm pretty sure Dane likes going to the mall.
I like the mall.
Yes.
They have pretzels at the mall. What do you want from me?
Totally. And you just walk around 12. And get your steps in.
And guess what? You don't have to spend any money at the mall. But when you trash your car, you have to pay for it.
She's got a good point.
He was arrested and charged with falsely.
Arrested? I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah.
For wasting their time.
Yep. Falsely reporting a crime.
Okay.
He faces up to 2 years in jail. And he says, oh, thank God, no mall.
2 years of no mall. They should make
that
him go to the
awesome.
Mall.
That is awesome.
His punishment? Mall.
Okay. My story.
Look at the pretzel stand.
My story's out of Germany.
Oh. Yeah,
Donald Trump, Germany. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a man in Germany who started to drink some alcohol.
Sure.
Then he drank some more alcohol.
Okay.
Then he drove his car to the chopper. Please pull him over.
Was going to get out of it. Should I get out of it? Should
I get out of it? Yeah.
Police pulled him over. Started to do the sobriety test, which he was failing.
Uh-huh.
He said he needed a little break. They said, take a second. Walked over to the police cruiser. And peed on it.
Oh.
Did he think that was going to get him out of
something?
Oh,
I think he just had to pee.
Oh. Okay.
Wow, he really had to listen.
Yeah, it's all that alcohol he drank.
Yeah. So now, apparently, he's got a DUI, and he's been charged with having his wee-wee out.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Indecent exposure as well.
Mm. And no, damage to cruiser?
Yeah, no, just the indecent exposure. Okay. Indecent exposure.
Yeah.
Those are all the things. And they said he's not going to be able to go to the mall.
Not all bad.
Okay. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee.
True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.